And like pot's legal and shit, dude. Like, Spreadquarters, greatest city in the world. This is Ripping Biscuits, the Smashville Predators podcast. And I'm going to tell you, even though that we fell short today, we still don't feel nearly, not nearly, as bad as those horrible, horrible St. Louis Blues. Ooh.
My puck, baby. Don't you ever touch my puck.
Hey, man, at least we're secure at a playoff spot, buddy. You guys are down 0-1 to fight for your right to get in there.
Yeah, who's Fugazi, though?
What's up?
Who's the real Fugazis, though, pal?
Let me find out.
Y'all couldn't find the net with a search warrant, bud. We are loyal, avid Predator fans, and we do plan on whipping the ever-living piss out of the Arizona Coyotes.
Well, that's not true, boys. That's not true. How you doing, gentlemen? It's been a long time since I last talked to you. I have a lot of pent-up emotion here, and you guys are completely wrong. Completely wrong.
I can't even throw bread at the ducks with you.
Hey, it's Devin. Snow like John. I know nothing. I don't know anything at all. I don't know anything about what happened today. If you ask me right now, and I was walking down the street, and you're like, Devin, man, what the fuck is up with Smashville and the Predators? I'd be like, you know what, dude? I'ma tell you, they not fucking nervous. They not nervous at all. This is the Smashville Predators podcast, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. We've called it Ripping Biscuits for the last 60 whatever episodes, okay? And I say we, and when I mean we, I'm clearly talking about my guy that's sitting, you know, right here at the top right of me. I'm about to unmute him. I got him muted. It's Zoom.
What it is, y'all, bro? It's Craig over here in Lake Charles, man. How y'all living?
Living good. Spreadquarters, greatest city in the world. It's a Smashville Predators podcast, Ripping Biscuits. We are not nervous. We are optimistic. We have no worry in the fucking world. You live.
Let's get it.
Excuse me?
Chicago is where it's at right now. I told y'all this.
Okay, Joe. Look, dude. You guys played Edmonton. Okay, we were all nervous about Edmonton. I laid money on Edmonton. I was that nervous. So we're not surprised that Chicago came out on top there.
I did bet against the Preds.
You did bet against the Preds?
Yeah, had some insight on that game.
Okay.
I remember that from last week, bro. We good, though, bro.
How about this? The Preds lost the first quarter.
You know, 80% of the teams that win that first game usually win the series.
That's great, Joe. But here's the deal: did you watch the game?
I did watch the game.
The Preds were the team that left the ice. I know not technically winners, but there's something to be said there.
Hey, I saw the final score, and that's all that matters, right?
Yeah,
did
I guess.
See what we did? Did you see what we did when we came back? When we caught our breath, bro.
Doesn't matter about the comeback. It matters how you start and how you finish. And they started, and then they finished. It don't matter how they finish.
Joe, let me just say this to you, bud. The Preds started they started fast for like 3 minutes. They were in a complete bind after that. Okay, they weren't even ripping biscuits. Okay, and then next thing you know it, they finished the game with 43 shots. 43 biscuits. Okay, we were unfortunate today, Joe.
That's just like when Westbrook or Harden be throwing out 43 shots. I mean,
get out of here, Joe. Come on, man.
Fucking asshole.
Good Lord, have mercy.
This guy, man, always trying to just, you know, put a sour mark on the start of a show.
Yeah, look, man, we didn't start well. We didn't start well. We played into their game. We played into the Coyote, to the Arizona Coyotes fucking game. They're faster than us. We didn't play physical in the first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we had a bunch of penalties, falling off our fucking skates the whole goddamn fucking whole time. And, you know, they had more power plays than us. So, I mean, shit. I mean, of course. But that shit ain't happening.
Craig, let me ask you this. You know, we talked about this leading up to it, man. How did you feel about, you know, Soros, which I don't know if you knew. I heard that leading up to it that Soros would be the one that started 89 straight playoff starts for Pecorini. I'm calling him Pecorini tonight because I'm dead ass serious. I'm not calling him Pecorini no more. I'm dead serious because you know who's starting next game.
I think Suarez actually did fucking settle in. I don't think we need to pull him, man. I think we need to go ahead and stick with Suarez.
You say Suarez again?
I think we rolled him on Tuesday, bro. I think he was making some good solid stops.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough game just overall. But, yeah, he definitely settled in, I guess, there at the end. You figure the only team that scored in the third period was the Preds, two goals, and they were ripping them at the end, man. There was several times where
we had that boy shook. We had that boy, what's his name?
Darcy Kuemper.
Yeah, we had him shook at the end, bro. He wasn't looking too hot, bro. We was getting all up in his ass, bro.
Yeah, no, Darcy Kuemper, I mean, hands down, like, you know, one of the best goalies, if not the best goalie in the league. I put him right there with your boy.
We put three on him.
Your boy in St. Louis, which...
What had happened there? What had happened?
Hold on, man. I don't even know if we want to go there yet. We don't even want to touch that yet, Craig. That shit's too hot. It's still in the pot, man. It just got done.
Just like my roast rice and gravy still in the pot.
Brother. That is nasty, nasty, nasty. It's so nasty, it's like it's been sitting out for 7 days.
Let's get it, bro.
Craig, any other takeaways from the game today? Other than, I mean, I'd say mine, Philip Forsberg. I mean, that's the only guy that ate his fucking Fruit Loops this morning.
Oh, Ellis did well as well.
Ryan Ellis.
He did pretty good coming out. I just feel like we weren't physical enough, man. And like, to start it off, we were trying to keep up with their speed, man, and it just wasn't happening.
No.
And there was no physicality at all.
No.
You know, our defense, what I've been repping the whole fucking goddamn since we, you know,
I've been
a part of this ribbon business thing, there's no defense.
I had a feeling.
No physicality.
See, I wasn't sold on the physical. I was more sold on them, you know, coming out aggressive. Look, I'm going to tell you, a guy like Victor Arvidsson, bro, I'm losing my patience, dude. I just can't deal with this guy, bro. He's just not doing enough. Johansson showed up.
Yes, absolutely.
Johansson showed up. Josi.
Absolutely. And I don't want to blame it on John, the head coach,
Hines.
Johnny Hines or whatnot. But I'm not going to blame it on him yet. But I mean, I don't know why, what their fucking deal was not coming, like trying to skate with them motherfuckers. They're way faster than us. Like, we got to put them in the fucking boards more.
I didn't expect that. I would have thought the Preds would have came out quicker than that. And then overall, I mean, that first shot that they had, bro, you know, that first period was everything. You know, that first shot, that tip shot shit, that, you know, that was just a lucky shot.
Yeah, absolutely. But like that shorthanded goal, man, I mean, that killed us, bro. That was rough, bro.
And they wound up, Taylor Hall, which is their best player. I didn't see him score any goals. I feel more optimistic. The first period, dude, I was like, bro, we wasting time.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I feel more optimistic now that it's set and done. You know, it's a 5-game series. Were we right? We'll eat our words. Craig, you'll eat a bowl of words.
Will I? Look, I'm buying old boy a fucking catfish dinner if we lose, bro.
Yeah, so I mean, you got $13 on it. I got $20 on it. Isha's got $20 on it in Vancouver Island, which I've been thinking about going to Vancouver Island more and more every day, dude. Just wait.
I'm fishing out there.
Oh, dude,
I got catfish out there.
Can you imagine fishing out there?
Oh, I'd have a blasty blast. It'd be awesome.
And like pot's legal and shit, dude. Like. Spreadquarters, greatest city in the world. This is Rippin' Biscuits, the Smashville Predators podcast. And I'm going to tell you, even though that we fell short today, we still don't feel not nearly as bad as those horrible, horrible St. Louis Blues. Ooh.
Hey, man, at least we're secure at a playoff spot, buddy. You guys are down 0-1 to fight for your right to get in there.
Yeah, who's Fugazi, though?
What's up?
Who's the real Fugazis, though, pal?
Let me find out.
Y'all couldn't find the net with a search warrant, bud. Y'all weren't finding the net tonight, dude.
Hey, man, I'm the first to admit that shit, man. Our offense, even in the exhibition game against the Blackhawks, was like shit. But, I mean, granted, I mean, throughout the entire game, well, the Blues game, that is, I mean, we couldn't fucking find an offense. I mean, I'm surprised we even held on. But the only thing that pisses me off the most is we were 0.1 seconds away from getting at least a fucking point to at least try and get that goddamn one.
River, bro. Come on, man.
So close yet so far, St. Louis.
Hey, man, when reigning champs, call me when Smashville gets one. Oh, I'm sorry, Trashville.
Excuse me, train wreck. Let me just say this, okay? So close yet so far, you guys did the same thing to the Tennessee Titans, that city St. Louis. Y'all did it to the Tennessee Titans back in the early 2000s, late 90s, whenever that was, okay?
Hey, bro, you know I'm not a Rams fan. I don't give a shit about that.
It's not what you told me last night, train wreck.
Get him out of here. Southern Blue Notes, go somewhere, bro.
All those Blues fans, man, they can't sleep right now.
Come on, man. They feel it. They ain't sleeping right tonight, I promise you that.
Those guys, man, I'm telling you, bro, they taking it tough, dude. I had to put out a notification on Twitter for Tom Franklin.
And where is Tommy?
Probably looking for a Blockbuster somewhere. You know? Craig, anyway, I mean, this is fun, man, because, like, you know, I really do ultimately feel that, like, the Preds are going to they're gonna pick it up. I'm concerned on who's going to start at goalie, though. I will say that.
I think we need to stick with him. I think Soros sat down. He kind of got into his groove a little bit. So, I mean, if he starts giving up goals early like that again, we got to pull him, though.
Yeah.
We got to pull him, like, you know?
So, with that being said, you know, let's move along here. Okay, we got a game Tuesday. Let's get a Preds confirmation from you on what you think is going to happen Tuesday when we regroup and do this again.
I think we're gonna. This will be a 3-1 Preds. Preds win.
Start off hot. Maybe get 1-2 in the first.
We need bucking heads, so we have to get more physical with them.
Right.
Got to.
You said Ryan Ellis. You said Ryan Ellis. I didn't think Ryan Ellis was this had a good start. Yeah, I thought he finished well. I didn't think he had a good start. I didn't think that we were.
I didn't understand why we were falling off our skates the whole time. We were falling down, bro.
Yeah, they were clumsy.
Like, do they practice too hard or something?
Excuse me, 1 second, Craig. We have to interrupt the podcast here, and this has nothing to do with Ripping Biscuits or Smashville, but it does so seem that we do have Lisa Brewer.
Lisa.
In the chat, dude.
Hey, Lisa.
What's wrong with this woman, man? She's been trying to get in hold as United. I denied it 3 separate times.
She said she'd come from Houston. Look, Houston and Lake Charles run right there. She comes swing by.
I put some notes down, and I'm going over and undressed tonight, which is going to be at 10:15, about Miss Lisa over here.
Miss Lisa.
Okay.
Fucking possum, dude. I swear to God, it's back again. I thought I was like Lisa. I swear to God, it motherfucking back again.
So, the possum's still in the walls.
Yeah, it's back again. I thought it was gone, dude. I haven't heard from it in like 3 days.
Spread quarters, greatest city in the world. This is Ripping Biscuits, the Smashville Predators podcast, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. You're live with me and Craig Granger.
What it do? This is North Shore News. Turn up with Turney.
Wow. What's up, Turney? How you doing? How's the seashells?
Oh, man, it's amazing, man. I'm just enjoying it out here. Not a Karen in sight, bro.
Oh, wow.
Not even one?
I mean, honestly.
What about Elisa, Turney?
Dude, there's some sketchy, there's some questionable leases. I ain't gonna lie. And I did have I had a manager approach me today to share his Karen story, and I didn't get to share it, but I'm gonna try to tomorrow.
Attorney, we have to interrupt the phone call real quick. Lisa has just said in the chat that she is sitting in the nude waiting for the AC man. Ew.
Whoa.
Oh man.
Send us some pics,
dude.
Lisa. Send us some pics.
She sounds hotter than Gagliano's toilet seat after a 10 a.m. morning, man.
That's warm.
That's too much.
That's warm.
That's rough. That's rough, man. Hey, y'all bless up, fam. Y'all have a good night, man.
Nice guy, man. He just kind of tried to get out of here a little too nice. attorney.
He was investigative journalism on that Lisa ship, right?
Yeah, I might have to hire somebody on HTM specifically to handle the Lisa case. Craig, Pred's confirmation, you're saying 3-1 is what you're looking at. On
3-1. I mean, it was best five. We about to win the rest of them, so, and get some catfish ready. Look, I want to tell Suave that he better have my catfish dinner ready. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd like to also tell Suave, because I know Suave was probably dancing around doing the limbo today. I just want to let him know that.
Hey, man, Flores.
Yeah, I ain't even got that 20 right now. That's how not worried I am about it. I ain't even got it. All right, so moving right along here, let's get into the disaster that just happened in the division. Because, I feel like it is our due diligence to discuss that, Craig. The St. Louis Blues, Craig, as
Blue Losers.
The Bluesers, what we'll call them, as we have just discussed there with Trainwreck earlier, have absolutely done the undoable, Craig. And they lost not even 30 minutes ago to the Colorado Avalanche with 0.1 on the clock. Oh my God.
And but they would have talked that shit though, huh?
Boy, I tell you, man. I did see a tweet go back from Tom. Tom said at least we showed up in the first period. You could tell that he's still hurting.
Oh, he's over there butt hurt. Oh, yeah. I know Tom butt hurt.
He is hurting. So with that being said, Craig, I was just like, man, that sucks to be a Blues fan right now, Like kind of like the Cubs back in the day when Steve Bartman, kind of did his thing. Which by the way, Steve Bartman, we'll never see that guy again. We might not see Tom again, Craig.
No. I think Tom's gonna be all right. I don't see the. I mean, that's that round robin shit. So I mean, whatever. But I mean, they're gonna have at some point have to fuck with us because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that we're gonna do our thing. I think we're gonna get out this round. It's gonna be tough. Nobody said it's gonna be. Look, we said that we were gonna sweep them. Now we've swallowed our words. We know it's gonna be a tough battle. I still got the Preds prevailing.
Absolutely, man. I see all kinds of people talking. Look, I'm looking at them right now, just ice and everything. I'm just nothing. They have no, they just look like shit, bro.
I tell you what, I'd do a lot right now to just sit and have a cocktail with Barry Melrose and just talk about, talk about what's going on with the Preds.
I was gonna say, I think Barry kind of picked us, I believe.
Oh, a lot of people did.
But like I said, we just had to catch our feet, man. We good, man. What was going on is we didn't sharpen our skates enough. We didn't sharpen the blades enough. That's why we was falling down. We got maybe tie our skates up a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Craig, how's your weekend been?
Dude, it's been amazing. I think I did like a Hold the Mayo fucking tour. For the last week and a half,
it's true.
I finally came back home.
It's a good way to put it.
And I came back home, and I just figured out where I was. Like, am I back in Lake Charles yet? Yeah, I am.
The way that you put that with the Hold the Mayo tour, that was pretty spot on. You ran into a bunch of holders and whatnot. You ended your streak, which I don't even know if we should talk about that on this show. I think we should. That's something I didn't even get to ask you because you called in. I don't even know what the fuck you said on Free Mile Friday. I feel like I was
doing Kid Rock, dude. I was my backup plan. I couldn't get in, dude.
Yeah, I felt like I was drunk on Free Mile Friday. I was sober as a bird.
You're over there eating Skittles and fucking chocolate milk, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking nuts, dude. But anyway, just kind of in the moment here, finish out the show. Before we get the hell out of here, we got a lot of work to do this week as far as with the Preds, man. We have to make it happen on Tuesday, and I believe.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna have something out for you, probably tomorrow. So I got some words to spill.
But just being in that St. Louis Blues garbage bag right now, the guys that have been leading the division forever, just some things I'd rather do in general than be a Blues fan. After that disaster, I kind of jotted some things down. I'd rather drink gasoline.
Oh yeah, fucking absolutely. I would rather drink gasoline. Or no, I'd rather hold Freon than fucking be a fucking Blues fan.
Absolutely. I'd rather steal from a church, Craig.
I can't steal from the church. No, I can't do that.
Probably would. I'd probably like get drunk, you know, at like a PetSmart or something, Craig.
Oh, absolutely. I'll go. Yeah, I'd probably steal an iguana or something.
I'd rather change my name to Nazem Kadri, which is sounds like a heroic name.
Sorry, you killed me on that one, dude.
Nobody's gonna understand that other than Tom and his fellow Blues fans in the city of St. Louis. I'd stop smoking weed and start smoking spice again.
Nah, I'm still smoking weed.
Okay. What's your experience with spice? I said again, so you could tell where I've been.
Oh, spice? Oh my God, dude. I remember going to some place in Baton Rouge, Ricochets, and we smoked a bunch of spice, dude. And went to go play, like, we were playing pool, we were doing a tournament, and everything was cool and everything like that. And like, we were shooting good. We were in a tournament, and we went outside and smoked. I think it was K2 or something.
Like some spice.
Yeah, this is back in the day. Dude, I came back in. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Where the fuck is I? And I was shooting green number 9 balls at the fucking, at the cue ball. I was fucked up, yeah.
Yo.
So, yeah.
All right. Word. I feel that. I'd rather fight 10 dudes with Ben Askren than be a St. Louis Blues fan.
Oh, absolutely. I'd rather fight. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then other than that, the last thing, I'd rather bag.
Smash on that one.
Exactly. I'd rather bag groceries with Kurt Warner than be a Blues fan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, smash on that one for sure.
So, Craig. Do you have anything to say to your fans before we get the hell out of here? I see some bugs flying around in there. You must have some mosquito hawks in there.
No, dude.
The possum should take care of them.
Yeah, usually Penelope and fucking the littlest cat, Chameen, comes and fucking takes care of the bugs. I don't know what the fuck's going on over here. But, yeah, the possum's over here. But, yeah, it don't matter, dude. We going back to Edmonton. City of Champions, okay, and the Coyotes don't stand a motherfucking chance.
Word.
On Tuesday at 1:30, bro. So 1:30, Central Standard Time.
See, bro. Yeah, yo, all right, yo, I'm with you. Where can they follow you at on Twitter, Craig?
Craigers5, I think it is. Craigers5, and anytime, and also River Biscuits, all that good shit.
They got a question in the chat real quick. They want to know the update on a possum.
The possum is scratching, motherfucker. We have to make moves. Like I said, I've been on the Mayo tour for the last week, so we about to get this motherfucker out here some type of way. We're going to figure it out. But look, Smashville, stand the fuck up. We ain't scared. We ain't nervous. Only people that need to be nervous is all them Coyote fans. It needs to be nervous.
Those rag, Tuesday. Yeah.
We about to skull drive them, bro. It's gonna be rough.
Yep, I can smell Suave's hairspray from here. Craig, you got a hammer there. That's gonna be our cue to get out of here. So with that being said, Rippin' Biscuits. You can follow us at Rippin_Biscuits on Twitter. Rippin' Biscuits on Apple, Spotify, all those different podcast platforms. We'll be back next weekend, same deal. It's been fucking awesome every show. I've had a great time.
Smashville, stand up, baby.
Okay. All right, Craig, I'll see you later, man. But anyway, yeah, y'all can follow us on those platforms, and we'll be back next week. God, man.
I mean, I have some man cave shit in my fucking, in the Thor Fusion over there. I gotta spray my balls down with some man cave. Shout out to Man Cave. Shout out to fucking Hockey Podcast Network.
Manscaped.
We'll be keeping it up. We're gonna be rooming business, bro. What's up?
Not much. Just your awesome balls, man.
Gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a shit?